Child of God, you're welcome to yet another life-changing sermon from Reverend Sidney Alamensa. Reverend Sidney is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, we continue our series on Principles of the First, and this is part two. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Please bow down your head. Oh Lord, our God, the Bible says you have been our dwelling place from generation past. Before the mountains were brought forth, whenever thou have formed the earth, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. You are God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. For this reason, we give thanks and praise this morning. How we have been divinely selected to be here today. We honor your holy name. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, because you do always open our ears to hear the truth in your word and to see the blessings and inherit it. Today, Father, please, please, Lord, open our ears to hear again, our eyes to see the secret of overwhelming blessings in your word, and help us to be diligent enough, Lord. Help us to be diligent enough, Lord, to do accordingly. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Look at somebody and tell the person, I love you. Hallelujah. You didn't say it well. Come on, say, I love you. Master the ebullience and tell the person you are looking great. Hallelujah. The Bible is replete with virtually inexhaustive provisions for man's comfort here on earth and also in eternity. And the oldest singular limitation is man's refusal to be obedient to God. And man's refusal to simply obey the word of God. And 3 John chapter 2, for instance, affirms God's persistent intention and plan for man. And it says that, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. However, we understand that God not only wanting man to prosper, or God not only wanting man to be in good health, but man to obey his word as well. And God not wanting himself to be a dictator, grant man the free will to enjoy virtually every benefit that he gives unto us on this planet earth. And in that moment, we have a total confidence in God that whatever we ask of him, he will give unto us, because he is the almighty God. He is the sovereign God, and he chooses to bless whom he wants to bless. And that is why I believe that in 2024, somebody is getting blessed in the name of Jesus. I want you to tap somebody's hand gently and tell the person, you are getting blessed in 2024. You are getting blessed in 2024. Hallelujah. I want to continue my series on the principle of the first. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9, it says that, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of your increase. I want to continue to verse 10. It says that, so your banks will be filled with plenty and your vat will overflow with new wine. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 10. You see, one thing I've come to understand is that when you don't value something, you won't honor it. And honor isn't something that is demanded. Honor is something that should be voluntary. It should come voluntary. It should come from your heart to a person. Am I communicating? You should honor God first, that your than your natural parent. You should honor God first than your natural parent. Then your spiritual parent. Am I communicating? Are you understanding me? Anna isn't worshiping. Anna is valuing. Anna valuing. So this Anna can cause you to lose your inheritance. Am I communicating? The prodigal son dishonored the father and decided not to wait till the appointed time when the father will decide to release the blessing to the children, but decided to take his blessing or take his inheritance and move from the house. You see, one thing I've come to understand is that the God of Israel is a God that blesses. But when you honor him, he honors you. Look at somebody and say, honor the Lord. Say, honor the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. It says, therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and your house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor. It says, for those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. It says that me shall lightly esteemed. You see, it's very important for us to honor the Lord. Look at somebody, say, honor the Lord. Say, honor the Lord. So how much is the first fruit? Last week I was speaking to you about tithing. I was speaking to you about first fruit. And somebody say, how much is first fruit? First fruit is the best of everything. Look at somebody, say, the best of everything. First fruit is not tithe. It's not offering. It's not the 10% of something. It is the whole thing. It is the best of the whole thing you are giving to God. Am I communicating? So everything that is first belongs to God. Write it down. Everything that is first belongs to God. So God doesn't want you to put him second in your life. God wants you to put him first in your life. He wants you to love him first. And that is why the first thing is consecrated and separated for God. Exclusivity. It is the first thing that is separated and what? Consecrated for God's use. And I will call it, is exclusive to God. When you touch the first things of God, God touches you. And that is why when Egypt decided to touch the first thing of God, which is Israel, God also touched the firstborns of the Egyptians. So everything that is first belongs to what? Belongs to God. Am I communicating? So if you honor God first, he will stretch your time and he will stretch your finances. And that is what God do. People will say that time is limited, but you will be enjoying in time. People will say that time is gone, but for you, you will not see time is gone. You will be enjoying in time and even out of time, because he's a God that lives in time and lives out of time. Am I communicating? If you honor God, he will stretch your finances. He will stretch your time. Am I speaking here? You see, there are principles the world does not understand. And I want to repeat it again. There are principles the world does not understand. And because the world operates in its own system, but the Lord wants you to operate in his own economy. Am I communicating? How would Jacob begin to do some spiritual and prophetic things, and then at the end of the day he would see that the sheep will begin to multiply? It is insane to man. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So there are some things to the world it does not make sense, but God operates in his own economy, and his own economy is to get his people blessed and blessed and be blessed evermore. Every year, the people of Israel will bring their first harvest to God. And they respected God and they value him. What they did was that they said, God, we honor you. And when you honor God, he has abundance in mind for you. Look at somebody, say, honor God. Say, honor God.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 11, verse 16, it says that, for if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. Is it there on the screen? We don't have scriptures today. It says that, for if the first fruit, let's read together. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so what are the branches? First fruit are the standard for the rest of the year. Am I communicating? So if you start the year with something small, that will be your standard. But if you start the year with something great, that will also be your standard. Am I communicating? It says that, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also what? Is holy. Is also holy. It means that if I give him my first, he will consecrate the rest for me. Hallelujah. He will what? He will consecrate what? The rest for me. So first fruit, write it down. First fruit have the power of redemption. First fruit have the power of what? Redemption. Redemption means to buy something back or to restore it again. So if I have lost something last year and I give my first to him this year, he will restore the years the locust and the cankerworm and the caterpillar has stolen from me, because I trust him with my first. Hallelujah. It's like I give you money and I say, take the money. But once you take the money, Lord, keep the rest for me. Make sure I don't lose the rest. It's a covenant you have with him. It's what? It's a covenant what you have with him. So what you are saying is that, Lord, as I honor you and I value and I give you my first, it guarantees that, Lord, I receive favor from you. He gives you favor once you are obedient to honor him. Some people carry some things you don't understand because they have made God first in their lives. They give their first to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. It says that, let's read together. Please put it there for me, media, respectfully. It says that, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thy increase. Verse 10. It says that, say so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and what? Thy presses shall burst out with what? New wine. Is it there? Let's read together again. Go to verse 9 for me, please. Verse 9, please. Quickly, please. Thank you, media. Quickly, please. Honor the Lord with thy substance of thy increase. Verse 10, it says that, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. I prophesy on this word for you. For as you give your first to God, may your barns be filled. May your barns be filled. When people are saying that things are tough, you will be smiling. The Bible says when there was darkness in Egypt, there was light in Goshen. The Egyptians could not understand because they honored the Lord and they valued him. Someone say, I will honor him and I'll value him. Romans chapter 11 verse 16, it says, put it there for me. It says that, if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, the branches are what? They are also. Leviticus chapter 23 verse 10, it says that, when you come into the land which I give you, reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest to the priest. It says that you shall bring it to the priest. It is to be set apart holy unto God. And somebody will say that, man of God, what is the significance of first fruit offering? God instructed Moses to expose the secret of overwhelming blessings when it comes to the Israelite. And Moses obeyed God by stating the conditions precedent to man enjoying the overwhelming blessings of God. Listen, I told you beginning of the year that this year the Lord will bless you financially. Look at somebody, say, watch me carefully. I'm getting blessed this year. Oh, come on, you are prophesying. Your confession shall be your possession. Say it without ebullience. Tell the person that this year, I'm getting blessed. My finances are changing. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, Moses stated significance of first fruit offering. It's not less than 13 occasions. In Exodus 23:19, he stipulates strict obedience of giving first fruit offering. And he repeated this again in Exodus 34:26. And to remove any sort of ambiguity on the significance of first fruit, God expressly instructed Moses again in Leviticus 23 verse 10. Let's read. It says that what? Let's read together. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, unto the priest, and that the euphoria in the victory and celebration of wonderful accomplishment by happening to them, if they allow themselves and they comply with the instruction that God has given to Moses. Somebody say first fruit offering. Oh, come on, say first fruit offering. Now, for brevity, let us itemize some important points to note on first fruit offering. Number one, first fruit offering must be taken to God's house, not the visa application center. It must be taken to the house of God. Exodus 23:19. Quickly, please, media. Thank you so much. Exodus 23:19. It says that, for the first fruit of thy land shalt thou what? Bring into the house of thy God. Thou shalt sit a kid in what? His mother's milk. Number two, first fruit offering must be delivered to the priest, otherwise known as the high priest at the time of Israel. And you can find this in Numbers chapter 3, verse 32. Number three, because of time, I want to run through it a bit quickly. Number three, first fruit offering shall apply to all men who engages in livelihood. Hallelujah. In what? In livelihood. So if I'm not working, in this case, I don't have what? A livelihood. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Amen. Four, number four, the giving of first fruit offering must be accompanied with worship. Please, when you come to check, get some note and write. So when you become like the Bereans, when you go and research further. Hallelujah. It will help you. Amen. The giving of first fruit must be accompanied with worship. Give me Deuteronomy 26:10 quickly. Let's read it. Must be accompanied with worship. Deuteronomy 26 verse 10. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And now behold, let's read together. And now behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land, which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God. You don't bring your first fruit and you frown. No. Lord, fake it. The man of God said, I should bring it. No. It should come in a form of worship. Somebody say worship. Come on, say worship. Say worship. Next, the first fruit in Hebrew is called Bikurim, which literally means promise to come. Promise to come. And there is one who never breaks his promise, and he is God. He is Jehovah El Shaddai. Listen, men can break their, it not be true. Hallelujah. I want you to look at somebody, gently look into the eyes and ask the person, have you broken a promise before? I like the way you are smiling. It's beautiful. I like your smile. Hallelujah. Some guys, they don't smile, you know. Come on. Look at someone and say, is it true you've broken a promise? I heard you've broken a promise before. Is it true? The only person that does not break a promise is who?
is God. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he will be with me. He will be with me in trial. In fire, he will be with me. He does not break his promise. If he tells you, I will lift you up. It can take years, but he will lift you up. I'm speaking on testimony, not fake story.
One time I was speaking with my mom. He said, look at how many years it took. Now she traveled US, UK, US, UK. How many years it took? How God worked that, nobody could tell. Hallelujah. How God worked that, nobody could tell. God, look at, listen, touch somebody real hard, real hard. And say, God does not break his promise. God does never, God never breaks what? His promise. You know, it might look like it's taking long, but he doesn't break his promise. It might look like it's delaying, but he does not break his promise. He does not. Listen, he will never break. Tap me high five. He never breaks his promise. If he breaks his promise, some of us will not be here. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you keep the first and you give it to God through faith and obedience. If you don't have faith, it's not going to work. Through what? Faith and obedience, you turn God's promise into provision. And it moves from just normal provision to abundant provision. Am I communicating? So giving of first food must be done promptly with payment of tithe as well. Hallelujah. And not to forget that. We decree and declare that this year we will be overwhelmed by the blessings of God. My eyes are open to see. God is about to do. My ears are open to hear. My mouth is open to see. Oh Jesus, of your love, of your love. Listen. God is about to do great and mighty. You see, givers of first food offering, they enjoy God's comprehensive insurance. They enjoy God's comprehensive insurance. Not third party. Hallelujah. Not third party. Someone say SIC. Give me Jeremiah 2 verse 3. Give me Jeremiah 2 verse 3. It says that God issues automatic judgment on whoever and whosoever attempt to devour givers of first fruit. Put it there for me. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse. It says, Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruit of what? His increase. All thou devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Are you understanding me? So givers of first food, they have comprehensive insurance for God. If you touch them, you touch him. Say, if they touch you, they touch God. Isaiah chapter 6. These are blessings that believers get when they give their first fruit to God. Number one, givers of first fruit offering, they enjoy the comprehensive insurance from God. Number two, instead of your shame, you receive double portion. Give me Isaiah 61 verse 7, please. Isaiah 61 verse 7. Instead of your shame, you receive double portion. Isaiah 61 verse 7. Let's read together. For I want you to read it with faith. Let's read together. For your same, ye shall have what? Double. God no go shame us. Look at someone and say, God no go shame us. Say, God no go shame us. For your same, ye shall receive double. And for confusing, they shall rejoice in their portion. Listen, givers of first fruit, if you touch them, God touches. He said, therefore, in the land, they shall possess the double. This year, it might look like the year is starting some way. But God is preparing a way where there seems to be no way. I came to tell you, and I stand in the prophetic and the apostolic, that God is about to cause an increase in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, yeah! Yeah! Listen, God can be called upon to specially favor the giver of first fruit. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 31. I want to back this thing in my scripture. Give me Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 31. Is it there? Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. It says what? Nehemiah 13, verse 31. It says what? And for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first food, it says what? Remember me, O God, for what? For good. There are special favor that comes upon them that give what? First food. The Old Testament in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, it states clearly, in addition to God honoring the giver of first fruit offering, that the giver also enjoys overflowing blessings of God. Hallelujah. And if you further go on, you come to understand that first fruit are giving the first portion to God. And as we read in Romans chapter 11, verse 16, it says that, for if the part of the dough offered as first fruit is holy, then the whole batch what is holy. If I give him my 100 cedis, if I give him my 500, if I give him my 5,000, I tell him that, Lord, redeem the others that will come within the year for me. Am I communicating? The financial doors that are opening within the year, Lord, redeem it for me. Look at somebody, say, redeem for me. Say, redeem for me. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, says that, for, it says, the first of all fruit of every kind and every contribution of every kind, from all your contribution shall be for the priest. He said, you shall give to the priest the first of the dough. The first of the dough. Is it there? Put it there. It says what? And the first of all, the first fruit of all things, and every oblation of all, of every sort of your oblations, shall be the priest. Ye shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessings to rest on what? On thine house. Hallelujah. The Bible prohibits that Christians from showing off when they are giving their first fruit. No. Hallelujah. There are people that show up, I gave my first fruit in this amount. I gave. No, no. He says, what this hand does, don't let this hand see it. Am I communicating? This is not show off. This is between you and your Father. Hallelujah. I hear people boasting, I gave first fruit, hand 1 million, and so what? Hallelujah. It is between you and your God. Am I communicating? Look at somebody, say, give it in secret. Say, give it in secret. God only accepts offerings brought to him with good intentions, not bad intentions. Sometimes you will give, God will not bless you because the intentions are bad. Am I communicating? So you will give and give and give, and still you are where you are. And you say, I think the problem is the church. It's not the church. Your intentions are not good. Am I communicating? So what are first fruit in the Bible? The first fruit, and I say again, are the firstborn offering of your livestock. The first product you get from your livestock, and the first harvest that you get from your crops. But how many farmers are here? No, I don't have any farmer here. But I have people that have livelihood. Am I communicating? So if you're a farmer here, and you give your first fruit, your best from the beginning of the year to God, you quantify it in monetary terms and you give it to him. Can you imagine? When we are here, people bring in sheep, lamb here, and cassava and cocoyam and all that here. You can imagine how the place will look like. Hallelujah. But now we understand that money is everything. Hallelujah. People say money is like removing the hair from your nose. Something that can really what? Really touch you. Am I communicating? So the employed can give the best of their fair salaries, while the business owners can offer the best of their first what? Revenue. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. I heard somebody say January is long. Whilst you are here, you plan that when I am paid, I give my best as a first fruit to God. Am I communicating? And let your intentions be right. It is not by compulsion. Am I communicating? Let your what? Let your intentions what? Be right. But what is the significance of the first fruit? The first fruit offering, as I said, represent giving back to God the best of what he has provided for you. And it also shows that you acknowledge God as your provider and rely on him. And additionally, I would also say that your offering means you believe you cannot achieve anything without the guidance of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible mentions that this offering for the first time in Genesis chapter 4 verse 3 to 5. Let's read together. I want to close here. Let's read together. Genesis chapter 3 verse 4 to 5. Quickly, please. Quickly, please. Let's read together. And in process of time, Next verse, please. We are reading 2:5, please. Verse 4. And what? Next verse, please. And his countenance what? Fell. Go to verse 4 for me. It says, and Abel, he also brought what? The firstlings. The first food of what? His flock. Of the fat thereof. And the Lord respected unto Abel and his offering. Go to verse 3 for me. Look at what Cain did. Abel understood that I have to give what? The best of what I have what? To God. It's not the leftover is not for God, it is the best. Am I communicating? The leftover is not what? It's not for God. It is what? It is the best that is what? That is for God. So when it comes to your first harvest of whatever you your crops or whatever it is, in this case, you are a business person, you earn a livelihood, you give what? Your first food, and it has to be what? Your best. Am I communicating? Please stand up on your feet. I believe it's a good place to clap your hands. You want to clap? Clap your hands better. Now, here's my question to those who contend. This is a principle. And here's my question to those who contend the principle of first food. And even tithe, and they say is no longer active. Give me Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. Quickly, please. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. And I want us to read together. Malachi. Whilst we read it, hold somebody's hand. Hold somebody. Let's read together. It says what? For I am the Lord, I change not. Look into the eyes of your beautiful person and ask the president, when did God change? Hallelujah. When did God change? You see, God's intention is that man's life or man live a life of true dominion and comfort. Am I communicating? Listen, Gideon, you shouldn't be. Listen, a year by this time, you'll be packing your Mercedes and Tacos. Hallelujah. I've seen people when the showroom and they tell them choose some of the car. This is not being humble. This is not being humble. Oh, get one or one.
No. Look at someone say no. No. We will never settle for less.
Hallelujah. I remember when my stories, they are true stories. Hallelujah. I remember when we went to the showroom to buy our company car. And when we went, you know, the man was directing me, was showing me some cars. And I said, before I went, they had done my research about Suzuki. So I know the ones that are powerful. So I saw the car, said, this is the one we want. The man took me aside. He was trying to change me. I said, no. Look at someone saying, no. Listen, you are prophesying. Say, I will not settle for less. Can I prophesy to you? May you release your own car. May the Lord bless you financially. In the name of Jesus. Listen, do you know that not all blessings are in material? Having joy is a blessing. Joy is a blessing. You wake up and you are at peace and you have joy in your heart. It's a blessing to live like that. Hallelujah. So whilst God bless you extensively, He bless you in on the inside as well. Please lift up your right hand for me. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I will not be frustrated this year.
I will not be frustrated this year.
I will stay focused.
I will stay focused.
I will give my best.
I will give my best
to you.
To you.
Lord, I have faith in you.
Lord, I have faith in you.
I trust you.
I trust you.
With my all.
With my all.
Lord, open my eyes.
Lord, open my eyes.
And my mind.
And my mind.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
1 minute, begin to pray. There might be hindrances. Lord, help me to stand on you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sidney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and Shalom.